Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. I know, praise God, that I haven't been on for a minute, but praise the Lord. Nevertheless, God is still God, regardless whether I'm on or not. God is still God. And I just thank him today, praise God, because of his goodness, his grace, and his mercy, because he's mercy to those, praise God, that seek him. And today, praise God, I just want to say thank you once again as I am able to come before you today. I'm coming before you today because there's a word that needs to be given to God's people. And that word today is people of God. We must always pray and not to faint. We must understand that our prayer life is our defense of our enemy. This is how we destroy. And praise God, this is how we, praise God, put that enemy under our feet, because we must have a final, strong prayer life. Praise God. But before we go any further, I just want to say thank you, praise God, for the supporters, praise God, of this ministry, which is Graham Private Ministry Academy, Graham Private Christian High School. And I just thank God for all of that, because without them and without God, I am nothing. But I thank God, praise God, that I'm still able, praise God, still standing on the battlefield. Have not fallen, praise God, I'm still standing. And I thank the Lord for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. And before we go into anything else, praise the Lord, I would like to say to you, praise God, those of you, praise God, that is under the sound of my voice, I would ask you, praise God, that you would listen to this word and know, praise God, this word is for every man, every color, every nationality, because we need to pray today. We need to pray honestly, sincerely, praise the Lord, and continuously. But today, praise God, I come to you and I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for guiding me, keeping me, ordering my footsteps. And Father, I can do nothing without you. And I realize, Father God, it's only you. You are the magnificent God of the universe. You are, praise God, the Holy One, praise God, that do not sin, do not lie. But whatever you say, you will bring it to pass. And Father, I thank you today, Lord, for your blessings upon my life, upon my family, upon my children, upon my loved ones. Praise God, those that are close to me. I thank you, Father God, for keeping them, praise God, because we're in a time. We're in a time, praise God. We're in time, praise God, of a fearless time of evil. Evil intentions, evil plans, evil thoughts. But God, you're able to stage your angels, your Lord warring angels, God, to protect us and to shield us from every, Father, not just some, but every plot plan, praise God, of the enemy. Father, I know that you love us because you still hold back the enemy. You hold back the enemy, God, of things we cannot see, things we do not know. But, Father, you keep us. And, Father, I say thank you, my Ruach HaKodesh. Thank you, my Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I'm excited, God, because I know I don't do it on my own. I can't, because, praise God, you know me better than I know myself. And, Father, I thank you this morning for your grace, your grace, your grace, your mercy, Father God. I give you praise and I give you glory. And I thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of every sin, every iniquity. Hey, God, you both shall come. That you have, hallelujah, in your control. And I thank you. I thank you this day. I thank you this day for a voice and still on the battlefield. I praise you right now. Father, as we go forth into this word today, Father, I'm asking that you make it so simple that a fool could not err. But God, speak through the articles of your word that the people may hear. In your holy divine name, I do say, Shalom. And this morning, praise God, I want to come to you and talk to you about prayer. Because I don't care how much prayer you talk about, it's still not enough. But this morning, I want to come to you and talk to you about the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Prayer can go places man cannot go. It can go to the marrow of the bone. Prayer is what we need today. Sincere, praise God, concentrated worship, earnest, and passion prayer. Amen. Amen. But today we're going to talk about the man named Elijah. You know, Elijah had a life, and God had a plan for Elijah's life, and Elijah was one that God chose to do what he needed to do, praise God, because God has a way. See, many are called, but only a few is chosen. That's what we must understand. Every man is called, but only a few is chosen. Hallelujah. And today we're going to talk about the power of prayer. And the power of prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. That's what James said. James said it in 5:16. Prayer is loving and is communicating with Yahuwah. Yahuwah, our Father, hallelujah, through Yahuwah, praise God, and by the power of his Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. Power is the expression of our inter-spiritual needs through our verbal request. That's what prayer is. Yes, through a verbal request. Hallelujah. And it expresses in faith. It expresses in faith. We have to have prayer and faith work together. But through prayer, my friend, we strengthen our spiritual walk and receive guidance, yes, and wisdom, joy, and inner peace. Hallelujah. Prayer may be long or short. It may be in a group. It could be alone. Hallelujah. It could be silent. It could be loud. Hallelujah. But it should be a true communication with Yahuwah and not done for public, listen to me carefully, and not done for public speculation. It is important. It is an aspect of prayer. We should include, praise God, the expression of faith, hallelujah, and our trust in Yahuwah. We should be confessing our sins one to the other, hallelujah. Confessing your sins, hallelujah. Never forget, we may not can think of everything, but this is why we cast them upon Yahuwah, so that he can take them and put them in the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. We don't have to sit there and name them out. Just confess, Lord, I'm a sinner. I sin, God. I need you to cleanse me. I need you to wash me. I need you to strengthen me while I'm weak. But God, whatever, God, do what you must do. But Lord, let my prayer life be a steadfast prayer life. Hallelujah. And then we must praise God, praise towards Yahuwah for the things he has done for us. Hallelujah. And thanksgiving to all the good things he is doing for us, receiving and giving to us, now and in the future. Hallelujah. Yes. And he said, praise God, expressing our love for him. For who? For Yahuwah. Yes. And then we petition it, hallelujah, Yahuwah, for our needs and the needs of others. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know, praise God, that, praise God, that he says, praise God, that with an implication of concentration and worship into what? In a single intertwining, praise God, and in a good mind, praise God. We must come to God with our mind stayed on him. You cannot come to God thinking about what bill you got to pay when you're trying to pray to him. Give it all to him. We must be in a position that he can earnestly accept our prayers when we come to him. Not just a makeup, praise God, but with the passion of the whole heart. Yes, you see what I'm saying? And he said prayer, praise God, must be, praise God. See, without prayer, we are just like a body with no spirit, no soul, praise God. Because guess what? We suggest, praise God, merely mouthing of words. We have words that we speak. And you have, praise God, Kishimaya. You have so many people that are speaking so eloquent, and they want to let you know, honey, that don't mean nothing. If your prayer is empty, it is empty, and God don't receive it. You got to come into God in prayer with the whole heart. Praise God with your heart. Praise God set on him. It's between you and him now. Praise God. You must come to him, praise God, and pray and praise God, because if you come any other way, it is a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite, praise God. And your prayers is empty. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And then he said, praise God, the animal's heart. There is also profoundness involved. Yes. And we will, praise God, the will of Yahuwah, who is the Spirit, listen to such insincerity. He doesn't listen to such insincerity. You may be praying, but you're speaking just in the air. Your words means nothing. Where is your heart when you come to God? That's why he said to us, praise God, we must come to him in spirit and in truth. And when we come to him in spirit and in truth, he can deal with us. Otherwise, your prayers are empty. This is why he told us, praise God, Yahuwah's prayer. He said, our Father who's in heaven, the Kadesh, praise God, in your name, praise God. He tells us, praise God, that you must reign. You must reign in the kingdom. And comes, if the kingdom come, let his kingdom come, his will, his desire, praise God, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For the wicked one, hallelujah, he's there, praise God. For yours is the reign, which is the kingdom, and the power, and the esteem, glory forever. Amen. Yes, but how Jehovah would spend a lot of time praying. He often went into solitary, praise God, places that was alone and prayed. And for hours at a time, praise God, especially, praise God, at difficult times. We must have a prayer life, praise God. We don't need to go talk to the sister, the brother, not even to the pastor. You need to go talk to God. If your prayer life is where it's supposed to be, you can go and talk to him about anything. And it's between you and him. Hallelujah. And this is why he said, praise God. He said that in difficult times in his ministry, praise God, in Yahuwah's ministry, praise the Lord. He said, Yahuwah prayed. It is Yahuwah's model prayer of the perfect prayer. You don't have to make up a prayer. He gave you one. Hallelujah. Yahuwah said, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. What do we say? Our Father and not my Father. Because Yahuwah, being the Father of all men, we are his children and should therefore love one another as brothers and pray for one another, which we have lost the love of brother in love. There is no brother in love no more, because now everybody's all about me. It's all about doing, praise God, evil to others. Praise God. The world, praise God, is in a turmoil. That's why the word of God said the devil has deceived this whole nation, because we don't pray like we used to pray. We don't pray like we used to pray. We pray, praise God, the little sweet semi-prayers. But the Bible is saying to us, we come to God with what he gave us to work with. Our Father, not my Father, but our Father, where are you, God? You are in heaven. Hallelujah. And if we do it right, he said, whatsoever you bind in heaven, I would bind it on earth. Whatsoever you bind in earth, I'm buying it in heaven. So you got to understand, he gave us a way to do it. We have gotten away from the spiritual things of God. We are doing what we want to do, and it's not working. This is why so much killing, so much things are going on. Nobody is praying, but everybody is talking. Let me say this, hallelujah. And what he was saying, praise God, you are my children, and you should therefore love one another as a brethren, and pray for one another. No, Father, nobody prays for anybody anymore. This is why people say, pray for me. No, you pray for you. Because, praise God, everybody ain't praying, hallelujah. No, Father, nobody, everybody's not praying. And he said, first, we call, praise God, Yahuwah by the affectionate term, our Father, Abba, 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 and praise his Kodesh, which is the holy set-apart name, the word, hallelujah, our Father, possibly the most important word of Yahuwah's prayer. You got to know who you're talking to. You must know who you're calling upon. You must be related to the one you believe in. You can't, praise God, believe in somebody you don't know, hallelujah. If you don't know him, then he don't know you, hallelujah. And then he said, praise God, he said, when Yahuwah taught us to call Yahuwah our Father, he was showing us something about our relationship with Yahuwah, hallelujah. He was, praise God, telling us that we should have a very close, intimate, and personal relationship with the Father. And though, praise God, Yahuwah is the perfect, loving Father, he cares about every one of his children. Even when we sin, he still loves us. He said, when you was a sinner, I still loved you. I still watched over you. Come back to your first love. Come back to the prayer room. Come back to your knees. Hallelujah. I begin to call upon his name, because we're in trouble. We're in trouble, people. We are in trouble. We're in trouble, honey. We are definitely in trouble. We are in trouble. This world is in trouble now. You have to understand the devil has never, he has never slacked up on his job. He has never looked back. He's constantly going to and fro, seeking whom he can devour and whom he can destroy. You must, praise God, get a prayer life, a real prayer life. In your house, in your home, on your job, over your children, over your home, over your vehicles, over your, over, praise God, your life, your neighborhood. We must go back to the old landmark. It's not too late, but it will be, praise God, that we continue, praise God, to slack off and pull away from what God has told us to do, what our Father told us to do. Man must always pray and not faint. But we have fainted, hallelujah. The preachers have fainted. The deacons have fainted. The evangelists have fainted. The prophets have fainted. Everybody has fainted. Nobody's praying, praise God. We don't pray like we used to. I remember a song my grandmother used to sing, "Old Zion, what's the matter now? What's the matter, Zion? You don't pray like you used to. You don't preach like you used to. You don't have relationship with brother and sister like you used to. Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? Zion, what's the matter with you now? You done fell away. You feel, praise God, you don't have nowhere to turn. Go back to your first love. Go back to your knees. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord is saying to us in his prayer. And he said, praise God, he said, praise God, we must spend a lot of time praying. We often want to be solitary and pray and pray for hours and hours and hours. Because that's what we need to be doing, especially in difficult times. And he said, praise God, we call, praise God, upon Yahuwah by the affectionate term, our Father, which is Abba, Abba. He said, when we pray, our spirit pray, Abba, 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 Abba. Abba, Father, yes, Lord. Ha. And he prays it. He kashamalakata. Thank you, word. Kashaloshata. And the word said, praise God. In the fourth gospel, Yahuwah leads a life of prayer. He was also in communication with the Father. In every prayer, praise God, where Yahuwah's words was and was recorded. He called Yahuwah his Father, and we should also do the same. My God. Then he said, praise God, when Yahuwah taught us to call Yahuwah our Father, he was showing us something about a relationship. He was telling us, praise God, while he would bring us, praise God, our close relationship with him. Praise God, we must get closer to the Father, which is Yahuwah HaShakaboshata. Thank you, Father. Yahuwah is that perfect loving Father. He cares about every one of us. He cares about every one of us. Even though, praise God, we don't deserve his love, but he still, praise God, love us, he love us, he love us. And the close relationship remind us that Yahuwah is not distant, hallelujah. He's not distant. He is an essential part of our life, present in everything, praise God, we do. We, praise God, we should pray to Yahuwah. We know he listens and cares about us because we are loved by him. That is why he said to us in Peter, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. I care for you. Why are you worried? Why are you worried? Why are you falling off, praise God? Why are you pulling back? I have your back. I got you. Thank you, Lord. And then he's saying to us, the close relationship reminds us that Yahuwah is not a distance. He's not far from us, praise God. Where is he? He is who is in heaven, Yahuwah. Though he's everywhere, dwelling on this throne, on in heaven, and we are just visited upon this earth. And our true kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. And when we pray, praise God, we must detach our hearts from all earthly things and raise up, praise God, in the Ruha, the Ruha, the Ruha, which is the Spirit, praise God, unto our Father. And when it is in his heaven, he's also in the Ruha, which is the Spirit. That is why he said to us, praise God, they that worship me must do it in spirit and in truth. Praise God, not in your flesh. Let everything go in the flesh when we bow before our Heavenly Father. As believers, our greatest task is to bring about the heaven here on earth. Hallelujah. Every time we say something nice or help someone out or do any act simply out of love, we bring in Yahuwah's plan. Hey, come on, Father. Land plan one step closer. Praise God. Heaven is our reward after death. When we find it with Yahuwah in this kingdom, Yahuwah is with us in this life. And as we live our lives out as he desires, we see a glimpse of what heaven can be here as well. Kadesh means to set apart. It means to set apart. Your name is Kadesh. Your name is Kadesh. Holy, holy. We are to esteem the honor and the glory of Yahuwah more than anything else in our lives, so that our names of Yahuwah may be never be profound or blasphemed, but that Yahuwah might be praised for, rightly known, loved, and honored by us and all mankind. Your reign is in the kingdom. The kingdom come. The kingdom of Yahuwah may be spreading more and more upon this earth, people, that Yahuwah mercy, grace, and his love may be established in our hearts and love and in our lives. If we had it the way the Bible tells us and the Lord spoke to us, we would love our neighbor. We would love our brothers. We wouldn't try to sit and plan to do evil. Oh, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And as believers, we should want to see the day when Yahuwah returns, to see everyone bow, hallelujah, and acknowledge Yahuwah as the Messiah. Praise God. Asking for Yahuwah reigns, his kingdom, to come in the desire of our hearts. And when he returns, the sins and the pain of this world will be no more. Violence, famine, addiction, sin, murdering, natural disasters, greed, loneliness will not continue. This is why, my people, believers must live for Yahuwah and promote Yahuwah's kingdom and pray for our King to return. This is why believers must live for Yahuwah and praise God, promote Yahuwah's kingdom and pray for our kingdom to return, our King to return, people. We don't pray no more. We don't pray no more. We don't have time. Your kingdom desires it to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. That's what he said. And we desire Yahuwah will be done in our lives and in the lives of all the men on this earth, just as the angels do in heaven, and confess, praise God, that all things we submit ourselves to holy will of Yahuwah. We are asking for the fulfillment of Yahuwah. Hey, God, the will for ourselves and for the world in our personal life. We are showing our desire to Yahuwah. Will and ask for his guidance, admitting that our own ways we are weak, but the Messiah, Yahuwah, he can do all things. We are acknowledging, praise God, that Yahuwah is wisdom over our own and desires to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh. Even Yahuwah was subject to his Father's will. He was on this earth. He came because the Father sent him to do his will. In Gethsemane, he prayed, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Hey, God, Matthew 26:42. And he said, give us this day our daily bread as we ask the Yahuwah to provide our daily needs for us and our family. Many times, praise God, we say that, but we don't understand it. We are asking him to provide for us everything we need. For you, not just you, your family, your needs. Yes. If Yahuwah had left out this request for personal needs, we might think we are not to ask or trust him for supplies and supplying our daily needs requirements. Thus, we would not be, praise God, depending on his recognition who sustains our every need. However, my friend, Yahuwah shows us that he not only cares about our needs, but that he wants to acknowledge that we are depending upon him, the greatest provider of all times in the universe, over every life. He's the greatest provider for all good gifts. Matthew 7:11. He teaches us to ask for what is insufficient for us today, so that we realize we have a constant reliance on Yahuwah. Not your job, not your husband, your friends, your relatives, your family, but he is our alliance. He is the one that provides. Yeah, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, yes. And he's saying, like the children of Israel, who lived in the desert for 40 years and were given sufficient manna, is he not the same God? Can he not do it again? Yes, he can. We don't trust him. We walked away from him. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know it's time to get back on your knees. Do it quickly. Do it in a hurry. Each day and no more. So we should realize that what we have has been provided by who? Yahuwah. We should trust not in the provision, but in the provider. Let me say that again. Don't trust in the provision, your job, your money. Trust in the provider. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, it is easy to forget the provider and become greedy and selfish and forget, praise God. Yahuwah gives to us in asking only for the basic necessity of life, food, shelter, clothing, warm. Keep it warm. Yahuwah teaches us that we are not to be, praise God, obsessed with the material thing, but should trust him alone to provide with us what we need from day to day and be content in whatever situation that you're in. Learn to be content. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. Quit depending upon your retirement fund. Quit depending upon your investment. Because, baby, listen to me. One button and everything you invest in, it is gone. You're believing in the wrong thing. You must believe in the system that he set up. He never runs dry. His system never collapsed. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Yo, Bajimalakata. Thank you, Holy One. He said, I'm your provider. I'm the one that meets your needs. I'm the one that put things in place. Don't be obsessed with material things. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every life, you should live by every word that proceeds out the mouth of Yahuwah. Deuteronomy 8:3. Yahuwah give us more than bodily nourishment. Yahuwah is referred to us as the bread of life, the blessing through the faith in him, the blessings of Yahuwah. It make it rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22. The use of our daily bread, my friend, shows that we are not just praying for ourselves, but also for each other. Yahuwah gives us everything we need and more. So there is plenty for others, and we should be pleased to share it. Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Ultimately, we are to acknowledge Yahuwah, our provider. Ask for necessity provision. Then trust in him because he knows what's best for us. We should learn, hallelujah, how to come to him daily and ask him to provide for us and others the things we need. This is a good reason why we should give thanks to Yahuwah before our meals, to praise him for what we have already and what he will provide. I'm going to close. Didn't think about come back. Thank you, Jesus. Forgive us our debt, as we also forgiven our debtors. We must ask for forgiveness of our sins. We must also forgive those who have sinned against us in Matthew 5:44, 6:14, and 15, and Luke 6:28. My friend, that Yahuwah might forgive us of all our sins as we forgive others who have sinned against us. We must go back to our first love. We must go back to our prayer on our knees. The world is not praying. If we were praying the way the Lord told us to pray, the world wouldn't be in the situation it is in right now. People don't want to pray no more. They don't want to talk about the Lord anymore. They don't want anything to do with the Lord. They want to cast him aside until death and sicknesses come or trouble rise. Then you want to call upon it. But I want to let you know, you can't pray him like that. He's not praise God. One praise God you can shift when you get ready. You must do it the way he say do it. Man must always pray and not to faint. Always pray. Get up praying. Lay down praying. Go to sleep praying. Wake up praying. Walk prayer. Praise God on the road prayer. In the bathroom, on your job, in the grocery store. We must pray continuously because the demon, the time for the days are evil. Oh, God. Yeah. Thank you, Father. The days are evil. Evil days. And more to come. My people. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. What is going on the face of this earth? They have already opened up the portals of hell. And the demons are coming out, people. You will begin to see evil demons you never seen before. Walk in this earth. You need to be prayerful. You need to have a prayer life. Because it is happening right now. The portals of hell has been opened. The demons are coming out. Get in your place. Put on your war clothes. Put on your war clothes. Put the word of God in your heart. Because the demons are coming. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. You're seeing them showing up now. They're coming, never seen nothing like it. Listen, the Lord gave us a weapon. That weapon was prayer. Use it. Real prayer. Strong prayer. God's prayer. Yahuwah's prayer. Use it or you will lose it. I pray, praise God, you've been blessed today because my soul is happy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. He's given you what you need to win the battle. And it's up to you how you use the weapon. Your prayer life is your weapon. You be blessed. I pray, praise God, you enjoyed it. I pray, praise God, it reached somebody. Praise God, deep within. Don't just hear the word. Obey the word. Be a doer, not just a hearer. You be blessed. This is Pastor Ola Starling with Anointed Word Ministry. Until this time, next time. Be blessed. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. You got to pray just to make it today. Praise the Lord. God bless you.